This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Tuesday, July 13th. Hams sold 8,100 hogs Monday, selling a range of 235 to 251 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 6,600 head, selling a range of 237 to 252 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are selling the range of 53 to 60 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up and four contract prices opened higher this morning. On Monday, the Canadian dollar was up 3 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2471. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 79.86 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash pricing is mixed, with the negotiated Western Corn Belt region down 65 cents U.S. 100 weight, while both national variants are up 86 cents. All regions are down from the June highs, but the trends are mixed today. The Western Corn Belt is mounting a modest recovery, while the national-based regions are moderately lower compared to a sharper downtrend seen a couple weeks ago. Despite some variability in the primals, the net value of the cutout has remained relatively steady since the second last week in June and is firming at present levels. While the focus is currently on post-pandemic consumer demand and relatively tight supplies to be price supportive, processing capacity once again has entered the equation. For starters, a Minnesota judge recently ruled against enhanced line speeds, which the USDA has yet to appeal, taking some 85,000 head per week out of U.S. processing capacity. As well, Smithfield Foods announced last week that it will be closing its Gwaltney, Virginia plant, therefore taking another 54,000 head per week out of the weekly kill. The moves lower weekly U.S. processing from 2.768 million head per week to 2.629 million head per week, with reduced line speeds and after the plant closes. While outlooks remain supportive on the fundamentals, industry capacity and the resulting seasonal economics are still present.